Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I don't want if I wouldn't work all day.
The late, great Margaret Gay, ladies and gentlemen, bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Also available, that book's also available on Amazon, as are Bill Treasurer's books, Leaders Open Doors. That's the new one, right, Bill?
Yes, yeah, the new one, and that was inspired by a lesson from a five-year-old boy.
I remember that. When we launched the book, you told that then. And so leaders come from a lot of crazy places, don't they, Bill?
You just got to be open to the message. You got to pay attention.
Pay attention. That's exactly right. Bill Treasurer, ladies and gentlemen, a longtime Brain Trust member. GiantLeapConsulting.com, is that right, Bill?
Best way to go there, yep, and so, then LeadersOpenDoors.com.
Leaders, well. All right, so check all those out, folks, and all of Bill's stuff. We're talking about finding... paying attention enough to glean, to acquire, to treasure, Mr. Treasurer,
yes,
to treasure the lessons that we learn from our mentors, some of them with some scathing with a scathing delivery, right, Bill? Sometimes.
Yeah, you know, there's this term, Jim, that I love. They used to describe James Baker from the first President Bush's cabinet.
Yep.
I think he was the chief of staff. They used to describe him as
He had two or three jobs there.
Yep, and they used to describe him as a velvet hammer.
Mm-hmm.
That he was smooth enough that he could deliver a tough message, and you were going to hear it in a way that you weren't going to get defensive, but you were still getting this tough message.
He wasn't going to bruise you, but you were going to feel the weight.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what, when Heinz told me that I was becoming a brown noser. I mean, that's what it was. It was a velvet hammer moment. It stung. Gandhi said the truth only hurt if it should. And sometimes the truth,
I like that.
You know, the truth only hurts if it should. And sometimes it needs to hurt. It needs to sting enough to make a difference that you'll be willing to make a change based on the feedback you get.
And when I want to say this to the young folks out there. If you get feedback from one of your bosses, from somebody that's a leader in your life, and you don't like it, take it, consider them, if you act like you don't like it, that makes them uncomfortable. They knew you were going to behave that way. They did it even though they knew it was going to be an uncomfortable situation. You need to thank them for loving you enough to tell you the truth. What do you think, Bill?
I think that's absolutely right. We grow, it's that uncomfortable feedback that's so important to our growth and development. It made all the difference to me, Jim. I'll tell you, it made me a better writer because it made me care less what other people thought about my thoughts. I was going to speak my truth more assertively because of that moment with Heinz. You know, and it took courage on his part to do it as a leader, but it's so necessary to give people the feedback that they need to grow.
Well, and so what we got here, folks, is paying attention enough to notice when leaders are giving you lessons, because most of the lessons I got, Bill, from my leaders were not aimed at me. They were just the leader in my life leading. And I paid attention and saw him or her in different scenarios and saw how they performed. Now, I have to be honest, there were times when they fell short. But
sure,
I paid attention and learned from that. And they would turn around, I think, later and say, well, you know what? I did fail there. I'm glad you learned that lesson. One thing. And then the other thing is the way that we can model ourselves after them to the people who we lead.
Yeah, this is the boomerang. You know, once a leader impacts us, it becomes our responsibility to be mindful that we're having an impact on the people that are being led by us, too. You know, if you think about the leader who had the biggest impact on you, words that come to mind, because I'll ask, I was with a group yesterday in D.C. I had 100 people in my audience. I'll always ask them at one point to write the word that captures the sentiment that they hold about the leader who made a difference in their life. And words like loyal and faithful and gratitude and belief and, you know, these really strong words. And then I'll say to them, imagine I come back 2 years from now and all of your direct reports are in this room. Wouldn't you want them to say words like that about you, too? Because that's really what matters. Are we making an impact in a positive way on people?
Well, I think about what I have become in my career as I stand here in the fourth quarter of my career, Bill, chronologically, and I think back on what I've become, how much of what I've become has been a product of their influence.
Yeah.
How much of it is a product of their influence? And is it not our responsibility, as you indicated, I mean, it's to not only pass along what we've already learned from those other people, but we have our own gifts to give them, our own perspectives, our own experiences.
And people are watching us, so we've got to be conscious about how we're behaving in front of other people. It's a good point that you make.
And they might be videoing you too, by the way.
Yeah, in today's
they might have their camera up videoing you.
Right, exactly. In today's day and age,
to preserve on YouTube forevermore.
You know, I'll give you another example. One of my clients, okay, the guy's name is Steve Reevy. He's the president of a company up in Chicago that we work with on a regular basis. You know, it's the construction company. So you get a lot of hotheads.
Right.
You get a lot of, you know, competitive nature, a lot of macho behavior. And,
yep.
But Reevy, he always stays composed when everybody else is freaking out. and he won't be baited into a fight. And he'll actually, sometimes in a very forceful way, he'll be like, look, Warren, I'm not going to fight with you on this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You can fight all you want about this. I'm going to be reasonable as we deal with this, or we're not going to have this conversation at all. And
yep.
So there's good lessons you can learn from everyone, your clients, your kids, your community, your
bosses. Hey, Ben, I need a website, please. Another one to you, please.
LeadersOpenDoors.com or GiantLeapConsulting.com.
Bill Treasurer. Bill, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Always love to do it, Jim. I'll talk to you soon.
See you next time. Bill Treasurer. He'll be back. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.